Hi everyone, my name is Peace.
This is Yvonne, and you're listening to the Vulnerability Podcast, where we share everything that makes Peace and I
unapologetically human. Listen and enjoy. Hello everyone, you're welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast with Yvonne and Peace. On here, we talk about everything that makes us unapologetically human. We explore all of it. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about sex and
attraction.
Okay, let's go there. Yvonne's favorite topic in the whole series. Yeah, sorry.
Ah.
But
okay. It's not like it's my favorite topic. It's just
it
that
it on it.
It's not like it's my favorite topic. It's just that people are so shy about this. Self-conscious.
Because they don't teach us sex education in Nigeria, you know? Nobody had to talk with us. You don't want us to grow up as not talking about it.
So, it's interesting because we did a poll on Instagram asking people what episodes they're looking forward to. And man, we got a lot of people saying they're looking forward to sex and attraction, looking forward to sex. They want to understand how Peace and I are about to tackle this topic. We're not tackling anything, to be honest. We're just going to tell you stories about our own personal experiences with sex and attraction. We're not going to tell
sex and attraction. Two different things.
Okay. With sex.
And I'm just having fun with this topic.
Okay. But we're not here to tell you sex stories. We're just going to talk about it generally as the spirit leads.
Am I just asking questions that will lead you there, Sha?
Okay, good. So moving on. It's funny that many adults, if not 99% of adults right now, started thinking about sex from their teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we probably didn't understand what it was, but at some point we started thinking about it. And I remember when I found out exactly how sex is done. It was so weird.
What does that mean?
I never knew that the penis goes into the vagina.
Oh, what did you think?
I don't know. My mom had this book that she wanted to use to teach me about periods, and I saw two people literally sitting opposite each other with their knees touching their chin, and they call that sexual intercourse.
Oh.
And I swear. A part of me was like, is this, I just somehow assumed that.
So is that something when they tell you that if you touch a boy, you get pregnant?
Well, my mom never said that. That would have just been so wrong for an educated woman to do. But so I saw that picture and it just made me wonder, how is sexual intercourse performed? And then fast forward to probably when I was 15 before I found out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I took time.
Oh my God, I was slow. Wait, I didn't lose my virginity at 15, but I found out how sex is done at 15.
You just had to clarify that. Yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
But okay.
That's, I mean, fine. Maybe a few years later I did, but
we don't care.
Yeah, we do.
I mean,
okay, let's not laugh too much on, just this, saying, on this episode. But
this is a fun episode.
It's such a fun episode. But recently someone told me a story about how they broke up with their girlfriends because they weren't sexually attracted to them.
Ooh, you see, that's a big thing, man. I tell people that it's not just you are awesome, your spec is nice, you're intelligent, you're God fearing. No. One of the non-negotiables about dating somebody is I have to look at you and get turned on.
I have
to look at you and be like, oh my God, baby, can we like go back home right now? It's like,
honestly,
as a matter of fact, it's number one. Because before we start thinking of who are you inside, your personality, your goals, all that stuff that is deep, the first thing is, do I like this person? If I look at you, do I find you attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want you to touch me? Do I want to touch you?
The funny thing is, this is exactly how Peace is feeling right now. So I was so confused about what the person said, and I wasn't very sure how that was even possible. Because I was like, is it not one of the things you have to do before, is it not one of the things you have to check and like find out before you start actually dating somebody? So I had a lot of questions. And one of the things I asked was, how did you start dating this person when you knew that you weren't sexually attracted to them?
I was probably hoping that it would come.
Well, I mean, this person told me that, first of all, they are very attracted to smart people. And so once you're smart, once you're able to pique their curiosity, they would want to engage with you on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. So that whole relationship was born out of the curiosity to explore your intellect and your mind, and I mean the mind of their ex-partner at that point. And I was like, okay, so when did you realize that you weren't sexually attracted to this person? And they said that they just realized that there wasn't any hunger to explore intimacy, sexual intimacy with this person whatsoever.
So
they wouldn't, like they couldn't,
the
honestly.
The first time you kissed, didn't you feel like there was no spark, no vibe, no chemistry?
So
because I can spoil your mind as a friend. No, I'm just saying, like, I can't have, oh guys, I wasn't going to talk in this episode, but like, you're my friend Yvonne, right? Wait, you're my friend. As a friend, I can explore your mind. We can have amazing conversation. We can spend the whole night talking about stuff. That's exploring your mind. Mm-hmm. But are we going to now date just because you're really intelligent and we like the same thing? Like, if we kiss and there's no chemistry and there's no spark, do we...
Honestly, so I had so many questions. One of the very first question I asked was the sex that bad? That was the first question I asked my friend. My friend's answer is interesting. And my friend goes, no, that it wasn't even about the sex being bad.
Okay.
That it was just, so whenever they needed to have sex, the sex was good. But outside of the sex, there was nothing else.
So was the sex just, oh, we're dating, so...
Yes! So the sex was perfunctory.
Hey, Jesus.
Like, this is funny.
See, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, having sex, mm-hmm. I feel like it won't always be great. Mm-hmm. So in the context of the relationship, you guys will grow. You would mm-hmm. learn what each other likes. You mm-hmm. would get better at it, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So it can start being bad, but it can improve over time.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that first set of sex that was bad, that there was no chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there can be lots of chemistry between us, and then we have sex and it's bad. We're like, oh, okay, we still need to learn each other's bodies and each other's blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is,
mm-hmm.
is it that for these people, they did not know that at all, there's no chemistry between us?
So the funny thing is, it wasn't... So my friend is...
Well, I feel like we're judging this person. I'm so sorry. We should not be judging.
That's totally fine. They gave me permission to use this story. So my friend is the subject right now.
Okay.
I don't know this person that my friend was dating.
Yeah.
Right. But according to my friend, this person didn't have a problem with their sexual attraction.
Okay.
And my friend didn't break up with them and say, I'm not sexually attracted to you. No. But he knew that it was a problem. Right. So my friend, his own side of the story was that they couldn't, you know, the way you'd look at someone and they're talking and you just smile. And you know that you want to kiss them. Or you want them to just stop talking. And you know the way that you see someone you love doing something on their own, working, looking all serious. Yeah. And you're just like, God damn it. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to go home. Right. That never existed.
That's interesting though.
That never existed.
I can imagine for this couple. This is a lot of people's reality.
It is.
So I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can make each other calm.
Mm-hmm.
But there really isn't any extra layer to it. No mm-hmm. spark. And wow. I mean, I don't want to judge. So if it works for you, it works for you. it's hard for me. It's just hard for me to understand. And not because it cannot work,
mm-hmm.
right? Some people, I think they can make it work. But I think just because knowing who I am, sexual attraction, physical attraction, it's a big thing for me, right? I have other non-negotiables, right? But just what you said, it's very important to me for me to be mad at you in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk into the room and I'm just like, oh my God, this person has my mumu butt. Do you get, like...
Yeah.
It's just very important to me, but yeah, okay.
Peace has given us her peace. So
I want to get your stories on this, guys. Please, like, send these emails for this story.
I feel exactly the same way. I feel like there are so many things that we should be open to. There are so many ways we should be able to arouse each other. I want to be able to send you very hot pictures of me, and immediately you're like, I can't wait for 5 o'clock, I need to leave this office. Yes. it's amazing to feel wanted.
Yeah.
And not just because you're in bed about to perform the deed, but just in even you being in a very unattractive state.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
When you wake up in the morning.
Morning breath.
Yeah.
Peace. Have you kissed anyone with morning breath before?
I have.
Oh. So it's not just in the movies, guys. Some people do it in real life.
I mean, so just to talk about that. I was teasing someone one time and I was like, wow, I swear I know how your breath smells in the morning. It's crazy. I know what to expect in the morning. And this person said something that struck me. They were like, I guess that's what being in love is. At some point, you just feel like you guys are one.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter how the bread is. It's just, I want to kiss you anyway. We're mm-hmm. going to kiss this kiss together. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like, it's just knowing that you have that energy between you and a person overlooks a lot of stuff. It trumps a lot of stuff. It's very important. If you're not vibing on that level, I don't know what you're doing. But again,
it works for some people.
Yeah. They just want to be with an amazing person, an amazing companion. If the sex is not bad, they're fine. They don't care if they see you and they're turned on or not. But if you know that you like sex a lot, just be with somebody that will compliment that. Really? Right?
Yes, I have two questions. First of all,
questions for me?
Yeah.
Or for the audience?
For you? Okay. I don't know if I'm asking this question. If I ask you, we don't like it, cut it, right?
Okay.
Question one is, how important is sexual intimacy to you in a relationship? I was very particular about sexual intimacy because mm-hmm. I don't talk just sex, I act like a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm talking about intimacy, but not just intimacy of I can tell you anything, because you know there are different levels to intimacy. Mm-hmm. I believe intimacy could just be, hey, let's go check out this new restaurant together. But there's also the intimacy of we just want to sleep naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how important is sexual intimacy? Not necessarily sex, but mm-hmm. if sex is a big deal for you. Mm-hmm. So how mm-hmm. important is sexual intimacy to you in a relationship? And then I forgot the question number two because I was spreading this one too much. Answer this question.
9/10, if not 10/10.
Okay.
To be honest, I know that I'm not always going to be, I woke up like this, like that kind of drop dead gorgeous, right? So it's important.
Because in your mind, other times you're drop dead gorgeous. It's okay.
Yes, I am.
I agree.
It's in me.
Oh, why you never called me my sonny? Like, it's really pissing to me when you're in that mood, but okay.
Wait,
what triggered it to me?
I am drop dead gorgeous.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Yes. So, it's very important for me to feel that you, as my partner, are always attracted to me, even when I'm not in that 10 out of 10 state. You would remain attracted to me. It's important to be able to do things together. Like, I really like sleeping nude with my partner. It's, or with anyone I'm dating or with. It's really interesting. It's a very interesting. I started exploring it recently. It's been really interesting, honestly. I think it's a very good mood booster.
Okay.
So that, not just that, being able to
be super comfortable.
Exactly. And it could be just physical touch here and there, holding hands, and you just steal a hug from the back, kiss each other on the neck every now and then. It's just like asking me, is physical touch my love language?
Is physical touch your love language?
That's a tricky question. Because I do like it, but I don't know that I give it all the time.
But receiving it. So love language is not about you giving. Primarily, it's about what you like to receive.
I like physical touch, though.
I like to be touched.
I do.
All the time.
I actually do. This is a very interesting recording. I hope that we won't do this kind of recording again. And
but yeah, so yeah. Okay. So the interesting thing about physical touch is there was a time where I could swear that physical touch was not my love language. It was not one of my primary love languages. Until I met this person. Hey God. So yeah, I met this person. And I'm like, every 10 seconds, like, my hands are useless. Just trying to reach out for this person. And I start asking myself, like, okay. Like, apparently, physical touch is a love language for me. And it's so important that if I'm dating someone and we're in close proximity, and we are not in close proximity. So what I mean is, we're in the same room, but we are not beside each other. I'm super aware of it. Do you get? Like, it's not enough for you to be, no, like, there has to be a steady interaction, like, every other minute or something, right? Yeah. It's not like, hey, just be my face. I'm just like, it's just that I'm super aware of, oh, hey, this person is right here. Not just the person is on the other end of the room every now and then. Yeah, so physical touch is important to me. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
And that's why it's very, very, very important that I then date somebody that I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know how to do it any other way. It's like, so there are different layers to attraction and commitment. The very first layer is, can I look at you and be like, oh, wow, this person's fine, right? The second layer is, do I like being around you? Not just that we're having conversation, but the butterflies I could get from just being around you.
Yeah.
Then we now start talking about, are you smart? Are you God-fearing? Are you ambitious? Blah, 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 blah. It's those things that we now decide talk about or put into consideration. Are we going to date? Are we going to get married? But before we get to, can we date? My unconsciously, my mind filters if I'm attracted to this person or not. If I'm not, we won't even get to the can we date. Like, we'll just be friends and have amazing conversations and have fun. You guys get the point. So I rest my case at this point. I rest my case.
Oh my God. This has been such a fun episode.
Yeah,
really. And
please talk more about your sex life. Okay, no. Talk about your sex life if you want to. Tell us stories. Like, tell us your most exciting, most memorable sex encounters.
Oh,
we
want
to hear. But also talk about
question.
Your attraction, how you're attracted to people.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
You asked me a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Is porn a deal breaker?
What does is porn a deal breaker mean?
would you be with someone who likes to watch porn?
Are you addicted to porn? If yes, that might be a problem.
Okay, so it's addiction is a problem.
Yeah, addiction is a problem.
Okay, cool.
If you like to watch porn, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, no, it's not a deal. Addiction to porn is a deal breaker.
Addiction to anything is
addiction
a deal breaker.
Addiction to anything, actually. Mm-hmm. That's a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, please, I can't be with someone who's addicted to anything.
Mm-hmm. Except coke.
Even that coke. It's just
by coke we don't mean cocaine.
No, like Coca-Cola, like the soft drink.
Yeah.
It's just, I know somebody who's very important to my life right now who's addicted to coke, and I'm like, drink one bottle every day, I'm okay. But when, you know, like, oh, I know you've drank one bottle in the morning, you want to drink another two, the kind of side eyes to give this person, like,
it's fine because I know who this person is.
Like,
so it's okay.
I was like, but yes, no, I mean, I've never really thought about it, mm-hmm. but no, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not an absolute yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's an everyday thing,
mm-hmm.
so you can't tell me you're not addicted and it's an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that the only thing that arouses you is porn. Like, we can't be like, oh, we want to make out, but somehow you're now trying to, can I quickly check porn so I can then get aroused? Like, do you understand?
So I get that.
It's not a, so one, don't be addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it cannot be something you are dependent on
mm-hmm.
to be able to function mm-hmm. either with me or alone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that you can also be addicted to masturbating because you cannot be, do you understand?
Yeah.
So, but if it's a, you know, baby, I'm thinking about this thing, let's Google something and let's check it out together. Okay. Occasionally. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I hope my uncle and my auntie do not listen to this podcast, right? Cause,
well,
or any of my family members.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're like, hey, let's, I haven't seen it in a couple of weeks, or I'm just in the mood, let's randomly do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if we do it together. Yeah, mm-hmm. But so watching porn is not a deal breaker. It's the way you consume it
mm-hmm.
That might become a deal breaker for me.
Okay. Okay, great.
How about you?
Me, it's definitely not a deal breaker. Addiction is a deal breaker. Addiction to masturbation and porn, deal breakers, really. But watching, in fact, if we like the same categories, we're good. We can bond over that.
Experienced.
Yeah.
What is experienced?
Okay. Okay, so this brings us to the end of this wonderful episode.
Yeah.
This was a freestyle. This is like the only freestyle episode.
All
we
our
have.
Episodes have been freestyle before. We just say this is what we're talking about and then we go. But this one has just been super fun.
Yeah, okay. Excuse us for laughing a lot. We hope you really laughed with us.
I think we should do find more topics like this that make us because we're not uptight. We promise. We are cool.
We're cool
because cool all our topics are like very but anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We definitely enjoyed recording this, you can tell, right?
Yeah.
Send us a story, your sex stories, interesting sex moments, stuff about how you're attracted to people, not attracted to people. Can you date somebody you're not attracted to?
Mm-hmm.
It's physical touch a love language for basically anything we talked about here, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you want to share your experience with us, please go ahead. Email mm-hmm. us at vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com, vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com, and also share this episode with someone. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
guys. We love you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.